With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 11:34. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It's the Shaletta Show, sponsored by Otto Bremer Trust. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of the show. Now, I read USA Today all the time. I like the politics, but the pop culture is really what gets me. Okay, the national pop culture news, gotta have it in my life. And so it was one night I was reading a story about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, and I saw a little box on the side talking about something called the Storytellers Project. And I thought, oh, I like stories. Well, I wonder what this is all about. And turns out the Storytellers Project is an amazing opportunity to hear from everyday people from all walks of life who tell their stories, sometimes tragedy over triumph, to encourage and inspire us all. And I got to figure out how they started this. So I brought Megan Finnerty. She is the founder and director of USA Today's Storyteller Project. Thank you, Megan, for being on the Shaletta Show this morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really, really excited to be chatting.
And you know what? I have to say, I'm glad that we were able to chat because you are in Arizona and you start bragging about the weather there right away because you're outside just kind of hanging out. And, you know, had we had this conversation in January and you was talking about how nice and warm and sunny it is, I would have had to hang up on you, girl, because
I know. I know. Can you hear? There's like chickens in my neighborhood. There's like chickens in the neighbor's yard. You could probably hear them. But yeah, it's lovely here. I'm calling you from downtown Phoenix. So yeah, hi. I'm so excited to be chatting.
I am too. Now, the Storytellers Project is your baby. It's your brainchild. You're the founder and director. How did this program all start?
Well, in 2011, I was a full-time reporter editor at the Arizona Republic, and we were celebrating our state's centennial because Arizona turned 100 on Valentine's Day. Our statehood day is Valentine's Day. And our newsroom was putting the stories of everyday Arizonans on the front page. They would interview people, write little stories about them. And one of the editors worked with a big community college down here to also coach people to tell their story, like, to a video camera at, I think it was a library one day. So they put out a big call and they were like, come to the library, learn how to talk about you and your family and like a family story. And then we'll tape you, you know, telling your story and we'll put that on our website. And the whole idea was to collect stories of everyday Arizonans to celebrate the centennial. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is so cool. But I knew that the MOTH existed in other cities. That's MOTH. It's a big, big, big storytelling nonprofit. It's been around for like 30 years. And I was like, wait a minute, they do this at like bars and clubs and there's all kinds of people involved. And like, well, could we do that here? And, so, of course, I called them off and they were like, yeah, but, you know, what we do is kind of our thing. And if you want us to do it for you, it costs a bunch of money, which I respect. And I was like, I hear you, but I didn't have any money. Right. There's never any money. And so I kind of put together my own plan and totally inspired by the MOTH, but informed by our own like journalism and our own best practices in our newsrooms and how we do things. And so anyway, in 2011, I made a little plan and my bosses said, okay, these were their three rules, Shaletta. They said, don't stop doing your job. Don't, like, your real job. don't lose us any money.
Yeah, right, right. That sounds like, so that's bossy. That's something a boss would say. Okay, you can do this great thing, but don't stop doing your job.
Yeah, we pay you to do this other thing. That's very important. Also, you don't have any money, so don't lose anybody. And you're going to be on stage, right? Like a couple times, you know, once a month. So don't say anything that would damage our credibility, which... if you spend more than 20 minutes with me, it's like, it's good advice, you know, like I say things. So truly, we had really, really humble beginnings, and there's a ton of people who supported me. And I always want to talk about that because, you know, I think so many people are like, I don't know, entrepreneurs are like, I did it. I grind. I hustle. And I'm always like, yeah, you know, though, you probably had like 100 people who helped you, though. So like, so I do want to name check. My mentor is this lady named Liz Warren, and she's the founder and director of the Storytelling Institute at South Mountain Community College.
Mm-hmm.
And Shaletta, I always want to mention her because, you know, so many of us like get where we're going because somebody believed in us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she believed in me. She was like, you were like born to this. And she just really mentored the bejesus out of me. And so now, you know, we're celebrating 10 years this summer.
Wow.
In Phoenix, 5 years nationally. And anyway, so it did really well in Phoenix for years and years and years. And then my executives at USA Today were like, could you do more with this? Could you write a business plan? And I cried about that because I did not know how to write a business plan.
Girl, I was going to say, first of all, we're writers, right? We don't do business. If we wanted to do business, we'd have took more math classes, right?
No, I cried. But I got help again, you know, help. I got a lot of help. And so, yeah, in 2016, we launched nationally. And now we're in 18, in the normal times, we're in 18 cities. And we had more than 100 shows in 2019. Across the country, helping everyday Americans tell stories in front of their neighbors.
Wow. And we talk about the mentors and folks planting a seed, and you had to, you know, they can do all that work. They can mentor, they can plant a seed, but you had to step out on faith. And right now, especially in this country, people are looking at their situation, they're looking at their circumstances, and they're thinking, I can do better. I can do more. I can do this one thing that I've always wanted to do. You know, talk to me about, you know, somebody might have believed in you, but believing in yourself that you could do this and make it happen.
Oh man, I would love to talk about that. So this is the real deal truth. I don't know if you've ever felt this way, but this is really something I talk about with people. I was actually having a really hard time in my life at the moment when I founded the Storytellers Project. And on the outside, it looked fine. Like, you know, I was fine. There's nothing really wrong.
Yeah, nobody knew. Nobody knew. Yeah.
Sure, but I was like kind of, I was like very sad in my head. I was single. I like deeply, deeply single, you know, nothing, no prospects. And my career and my job was good, but I knew that it was getting harder and harder to be a journalist and that it was increasingly competitive. And I was like, how am I going to stand out? And I was just kind of having like an existential crisis. Like, that's really the truth. You know, and I got help. Like, I got help and moved through that. But why I share that with you is because I always want people to know, like, you don't have to wait till you're good enough or you're ready to do a good thing. Mm. The Storytellers Project was just this thing I was like, honestly, Shaletta, I was like, I gave a great toast at my twin sister's wedding, so I'm sure I could be an amazing MC. That's literally what I thought in my head. I was like, and you know, it really is true, though. I worked on that toast for 6 months. Like, it was a real, I worked very hard at my sister's wedding. I really love her. 6 months I worked on that toast.
For a toast, girl, you were in it to win it, okay?
Oh my God, I was. I brought that. I mean, you know, it was a very small wedding, but I did a good job. But I believed in this idea. Like, I was like, okay, I think I can do it. And I just took one step forward and one step forward. And I remember talking to my mom and saying that, like, all the effort I put into this project made it grow. Like, it was generative, you know, when you feel like you're watering a plant and it gets bigger. Whereas I said, like, online dating or going meeting boys and going out, I was like, it's not the best use of my time in some ways because, you know, go on a date and then you don't do anything else. Like, it happened and it's a ton of energy. It's a ton of energy to date, especially online. And so I also share that with people that, like, I had free time. And I think that's important to acknowledge. You know, I know part of your story, your personal story in your life is like when you have a family and you make commitments to other people, you can't just endlessly work all the hours God gives you. And so I always really want to be transparent about that part of my story because there was a time in my life where God gave me the like freedom and time to pour myself into this project. And I'm
but wait a minute. I'm going to have to put a pin in that for you because okay. no matter how much time you got, if you're wasting that time, it doesn't mean
That's
anything.
True. Oh, my God. Well, no, you know, they say there's no more efficient person than a working mom.
Girl, but the thing is, it's like if you've got all day and you spent all day doing your nails, the Storyteller's Project doesn't get done. If you spent all day gossiping on the phone or, you know, chatting on TMZ or on Facebook or Twitter where I live, then, you know, the work doesn't get done. And so, you know, I don't ever want anybody, especially you, to think, well, I had this time and I didn't have kids and I was able to pour myself into it. You know, I just really believe God always gives us exactly the amount of time we need to do the work that he's called us to do. And the work that you are doing, the work that you are doing is inspiring so many people. This is not just, oh, you know, I got to write a business plan because I want to make $1 million. This thing is a passion for you, right?
I mean, yeah, and we do make, well, that's funny you say, like, the first time I met with, like, a salesperson, and I said, like, hey, do you think we could get a sponsor for these shows? And he was straight up like, no. He's just like, I get it. Like, it's very cute, like, people talking about themselves on stage, but, like, no sponsor's going to want to sponsor this. And I was like, okay, thanks for the meeting, and I went back to my desk, but it turns out he was wrong. We have, you know, like now we're a little business unit inside our company, and I run a team of five, and this is not an ad, but we have a national sponsor. And I'm very thankful to them because they literally are putting their money where my dreams are. And so I always think that's like a big deal to acknowledge, like, you know, like somebody writes a check to my company.
Okay, you better say their name. Okay, you better say
it is. It's Humana, a big, you know, like big national healthcare company. But they write a check to our company, and that, like, literally allows us to put these shows on and offer people these opportunities. You know, our tickets are very cheap. We have, like, cost-conscious pricing. Everything is very, like, reasonable and affordable because, you know, other people, like, big companies are like, oh, I believe in the power of storytelling, and we want people to be able to do it and not just have it be. And this is a huge thing, Shaletta. I'm sure you know this. Like, there's tons of people who will teach you. There's tons of people who will teach you how to tell your story if you are rich.
Right.
Like, if you want to pay me a bunch of money as a private consultant, it's a lot of money. And that locks those tools up among business people or privileged people. And that's why the Storytellers Project, we offer every single storyteller on our stage 3 to 6 hours of totally professional coaching. No matter who you are, we give that to you. That is our investment in you because we are grateful that you would give your community the gift of your story. So that's the exchange we see.
Okay, so how is it that in the midst of COVID, you were still able to tell these stories and, you know, across the country? Because you could have shut it down. You could have said, you know what? We can't get the venue. Venues are closed. We can't, you know, we can't get people in. You know, every state is different because you do this thing nationally. So to keep up with what the rules are in Texas versus what the rules are in Minnesota is just exhausting. So why did you keep doing it? Because most folks just shut stuff down.
Well, you're right. And we had some advantages, right? You know, we're part of a big company. And so I could call people to say, hey, we should live stream this from our houses. Is that fine? And they were like, yes. And someone called us back and said, like, okay, here's some free advice about how to do that. But I got to be honest, Shaletta, we had no idea what we're doing. I have a great team of people who basically they show up every day and they're like, what needs to get done is what I'll do. Because we were not experts, right, on, like, live streaming shows. We had to create a whole new standard operating procedure. I essentially had to create a whole new business plan, you know, to, go back to our sponsor and be like, do you want to sponsor online shows from people's houses? You know, like, completely different energy. And we did. We ended up having 28 shows online last year from my living room and other people's living rooms. And it was hard. Right. I'm sure, like, everybody, right, you'd say, if you were honest about anything you did last year, you'd probably say it was hard. But it was also deeply, deeply affirming. Like, what I can say about it that was a totally unexpected blessing is that normally we were geographically bound to, you know, the cities we operate in. So if you lived in that city, you could tell a story. And if you didn't live in that city, I couldn't help you. But being on the internet, you know, we were able to call somebody like Rocco DiSpirito, who lives in New York City, right? And he's like a Food Network guy, or my friend Aaron May, he was on the same thing. He's a chef and he lives in California. And we were able to say, like, oh, could you just talk to us from your patio or your living room? And that felt like a miracle because then suddenly anybody we wanted to talk to, we ended up, Shaletta, having astronauts on the show, like literally astronauts on the show. We're talking about, you know what they talked about? How to not feel lonely. Wow. Being out in space is like a very existential thing. You know, mm-hmm. it's very, very far away from everyone you love. We had astronauts on the show last year. We also had, we had the founder of the Susan G. Komen Foundation. She was on the show. She was great. Nancy Brinker, also a former ambassador for the United States. Like she called us. I think she lives in Palm Beach. So it felt like suddenly in the midst of a lot of loss where we were really conscious of all the things we were missing out on, like live audience interaction, people clapping when you're done talking, kind of a big thing. We gained an almost limitless pool of super interesting and compelling storytellers, people we would have never had an opportunity to bring to our stages before.
And talking about the stages, we're talking mm-hmm. to Megan Finnerty. She's a founder and director of USA Today Storyteller Project. There's one coming up on Tuesday. It's virtual. It's called Hustle and Entrepreneurship. It's at 6 o'clock our time. And guess what? Guess who's going to be on the virtual Hustle and Entrepreneurship Storytellers Project? I'll give you a clue when we. It's 11:53 and the girls are talking here on the Shaletta Show, talking to Megan Finnerty with the founder and director of USA Today Storytellers Project. Now, we teased it a little bit before the break, Megan. Hustle mm-hmm. and Entrepreneurship this Tuesday, May 16th, 6 o'clock Central Time, part of the Storytellers Project. Girl, y'all invited me to tell my story. Thank you, girl. Thank you, girl.
We're so excited. No, we are lucky to have you. I'm not just saying that. I'm literally not just saying that.
Oh, girl. I felt so honored. I ain't going to lie to you. I was just like, I called my daddy. I was like, Daddy, the people from USA Today just called. He was like, oh, Lord, what you do? I said, no, I didn't do anything bad. But they called me because they said that they want me to tell my story as part of their Storytellers Project, and it's virtual, and you can get tickets online, and you and Mama can watch. And he was just so excited. And, you know, folks know that I have ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, my podcast and platform. I've got these autism books. I've got these babies at home. I got this CCO thing. And it takes a lot of hustle and grit to just make mm-hmm. it all work. And I'm so honored that you all would let me share that.
Oh my gosh. I really mean this. So, you know, everybody, I'm just going to say some nice things about Shaletta right now. So that's what's happening. She filled out our form online, which is an open form for anybody. If you want to pitch us, it's at storytellersproject.com/tell. And Shaletta put her name in and talked about her personal journey of running all these businesses, having her kids, and then pivoting to running new kinds of, like, really, really using her story, right? Like, using your family's story to create change and really create community. And we were like, oh my God, this story is one in a million. But what we did not know was that you, Shaletta, are like pure charisma in a bottle. And it is really true that when you told your story the other day during our practice session, I mean, I honestly, like, you saw me, I was absolutely, like, you're just such an incredible natural. And I've been doing this for 10 years. I've coached more than 3,000 people to tell stories. And I mean, I just hope that you now, I mean, I don't know, like, I hope we can start a tour with you or something like that. Like,
oh, girl.
You need to do that. I mean, obviously you do. You run a podcast. You run a radio show. Like, you're telling your stories. But like, my gosh.
Like, I just,
Shaletta, you were born to this.
Oh my God, girl. It was just, and it's so funny because, you know, God, I would just believe God works everything out for our good. And it was 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, I got like 50 kids at home, so I had to wake everybody up in the middle of the night.
2 o'clock in the, no.
Because Steve Harvey said rich people don't sleep. So I haven't been asleep since. And so, so I got up and I was taking my kids to the restroom, and then I got on the computer and I was just looking at stuff. And I was literally reading USA Today and I saw the Storytellers Project button, and I clicked on it. And you know, you guys called me back right away, and you know, the coaching came fast, and you guys were helping me craft the story and making sure I stayed in time. And then I found out that like somebody else dropped out, and I came in at just the right time, right, like right after that other person dropped off. And so I was telling my mom, I said, this is God connecting me with you all so that, you know, I could share my journey and tell my story and honor, because I'm spending my time honoring the women in my family. A lot of them single mothers who didn't go to college, but work hard so that me and my siblings and my cousins would graduate from college without debt. You know, they pull themselves up out of poverty, and, you know, using them as my mentors and role models and examples so that when it got time for me to make my mark in the world, you know, I didn't have to go looking for a mentor because I had these women, these women in my family, right there and trying to be that role model for my daughter as well as my sons. But, you know, just to be able to pay tribute to them and share this story, I mean, it just means so much to me.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much. And Shaletta, like, right. That's, I mean, it means a lot to us, obviously. You know, we're thrilled to have you, and I'm very sincere when I talk about how great your story is and how compelling you are as a teller, because that is really hard to do, especially online. You know, like if we were in a room, you get this energy back from the audience,
right,
and it's really affirming and it feels great. And you're like, oh, okay. You know, it's, but telling online is like, it can feel, I think, sometimes a little bit empty because you tell your whole story, you pour your heart out, and you don't really receive that energy back.
Mm-hmm.
And so our team tries to do that, you know, for people on the internet right now, but I am looking forward to being back out in the world. But your story is like the reason we do this, right? I mean, I know it sounds a little bit cheesy, so, you know, forgive me, but the real point of the project and so much about our values, honestly, and I'm not just saying this like my bosses are not listening, probably, I really mean this when I say this, but our values in our newsrooms at USA Today and at Gannett really are like, we have to show up for our community, we have to serve our community, we have to represent our community, we have to connect our community, because when we feel like we understand each other, right, if I hear your story, Shaletta, then I'm going to think about you next time somebody talks to me about maybe increasing resources for kids in schools who have different needs. I'm going to think about your family next time somebody's like, oh, how are we looking out for kids who are on the spectrum or whatever? And I'm going to think about your story and I'm going to be like, oh, you know, I'm going to vote for that. I'm going to think about that. I'm going to make sure somebody appropriates money or resources or thinks about it even, you know? And that's why we really believe that storytelling can support closer communities, democracy, looking out for one another, because if you know people, right, if you hear their story, you can't help but think, oh, how can I help them? How can I keep them in my heart? Or how can I support them as members of my community? And I'm making that point because I think often people are like, oh, I could donate money or I could like their story on social media. And that's great. But often, you know, this shit shows up at the ballot box. Like, these are things we can do civically, whether that's at the city level or the state level or our county. And you have to show up and know what the issues are, right? And the issues are your neighbors.
Yeah.
And they're not ideas.
Yeah. Okay. So the Storytellers Project.
That's my big thing.
StorytellersProject.com. Go to events. That's where you can get a ticket. It is this Tuesday, 6 o'clock Minnesota time. Guys, come on out. Support me. Support the project. Support the work that Megan Finnerty is doing. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for sharing your heart with us and for sharing this opportunity with me to be on the show with you.